So Rav Lezer Silver was kiyadua, a goyin ader, a great goyin and tyre and all different inyanim, and there's a fascinating story that happened to him that has to do with today's daf yud in Ma'akatn. So the story happened in 1914. In 1914, Rav Lezer Silver was already living in America. He was in Harrisburg at the time, and he traveled back to Europe to visit his parents in Russia. And he got to Russia, he spent time with them, but then World War I broke out, and he was not able to get out of Russia. They closed the borders, he wasn't able to leave, and he was stuck there, and he was trying to get help from someone in America to help him get out of Russia to be able to go back home. So he wrote a letter. This letter was actually written to the Yiddish Tagblatt, the newspaper, and he was not able to write straight out what his problem was because there was a very strong censorship in Russia, and they were very, very, they would get very upset if somebody wrote anything bad about what was going on. So the whole letter is really written in code. It's a secret code, different Rimazim. He wrote it in Lashon HaKodesh, and it's seemingly a letter about different Marmukemis and Gemaras, different Svarim that he had or he's trying to get. But the whole thing is a remez to his situation with a tremendous Ge'onis, how he was able to weave his whole predicament into this letter. So I'll just read you a couple lines over here, and there's one line that very much has to do with today's daf. So he starts off saying, Al Yadechem Adiyah, L'Reshi Masifta, Bnei Yeshiva Sheh Harrisburg. I'm writing this to the Bnei Yeshiva in Harrisburg, referring to his hometown where he was. That ki ha-sefer shvil hayasha neved mi'iti, I lost the sefer called shvil hayasha, which is a reference to the shvil hayasha, the straight path that would take him home, is lost. He doesn't know how to get home. He doesn't have the straight path home. But the rashi v'chakarti acher sefer parshas drachim, I'm looking for a sefer called parshas drachim. V'chafatzi la'asiga, I'm trying to get a hold of it. V'lo yacholti ba'ad shum mechir, and I couldn't get it for any amount of money, which means he's trying to look for the crossroads to get home, and he wasn't able to do it. And he goes on, other inyanim, he says, Tzalalti b'mayim adirim sh'minyani tchumen. I delved into the deep sugyas of tchumen, which is a reference to tchumen, the border, he's trying to cross the border. Pilpalti mutar lasas kabadari al eretz tit, kemavur b'taisis madkatan daf yud. I was mefalfel whether you let him take a shortcut through eretz tit, through the land of tit, like taisis madkatan daf yud speaks about. And then he, acher shakavatari, after much shakavatari, hella, I came out, ki biglal sefer hagayis l'ramban, asher ala alpha, is because of the sefer of the Ramban, written on the Rif, yev shal asiga b'shumayif, and I can't do it in any way. That's a reference to the Ramban sefer on the Rif, which is called the Mochamas Hashem, the Mochama, the war. That's where he is meramas to the war, and for that reason, he wasn't able to get out. And then he says, po yefazer kimat b'chinam sefer shmir salashon l'bal chavetz chayim shlita. Over here, they could give out almost for free the Chafetz Chaim Sefer called Shmiras HaLashon, which is a remnant of the fact that he has to be Shomer his Lashon, he has to watch what he says or else he'll get in trouble. This is a little bit of the letter that he wrote to be meramez that he's stuck in Russia and he's trying to get out. So most of it is pretty straightforward, and we know what he's referring to with these different Svarim. The one line which needs beer is what he says, that he was mefalfel in the sugya, if you allowed him to make a shortcut, El Eretz Tit, on the land of Tit, like Taisus Amay Katan and Daf Yud says. He references it, Taisus Amay Katan and Daf Yud, referring to taking a shortcut to get out of Russia. The question is, what is he referring to over here? Which Taisus Amay Katan? What does it have to do with getting out of Russia? What is the pshat over here? And the pshat is like this. This letter, by the way, is printed in the beginning of the Sefer Tzemach Erez, which is a Sefer that Blazer Silver wrote, and different inyanim. In the beginning, they have a short toldos, and they print the Sefer with a pirush on it. And this is how they're masber the pshat and what he said over here. Other svarim also are masber this as well, that this is pashut what he means. So you have to keep in mind, he's trying to be meramis of the fact that he's in Russia and stuck in Russia. And you know, how can you find a remez to Russia and Shas and Rishonim? It's not something that you find often. So where do you find, how can it be meramez that he's in Russia without saying the words Russia? And this is the gainus, the tremendous gainus and bekiyus of Blazer Silver, that he found the one taisis in all of Shas. I think maybe there's others, but definitely not common. The one taisis that actually says the word Russia, it's meramez to where he was. So the Gemara over here in Madkan Daf Yud Amud Beis is talking about if you have a donkey or a horse, that you're allowed to, shari lemishkol tufrei lechamer drechaya, you're allowed to cut the nails of your donkey or horse on Chol HaMoed. Talking about the hooves of the horse, if they are being mitzar the horse, you're allowed to cut them to help the horse not be mitzar and be more productive. So Tisus is bothered that Gemara just talks about the nails or the hooves. The Gemara does not discuss the horse shoe. What about the horse shoe, that metal shoe that you put on top of the hoof of the horse? Are you allowed to fix that on Chol HaMoed or not? Right, that luchar is something that without that, the horse is not able to be very productive. Why does Gemara not discuss it? And Taisa says that Avada, if you're allowed to fix the hooves themselves, you're allowed to fix the horseshoe as well. There's no question about that. And he says the reason why the Gemara doesn't discuss it is because it was not common in the days of the Chachmei HaShas, that was not something they needed. They didn't need the horseshoes in those days, because in those where they lived, where the Chachmei HaGemara lived, the ground was very soft, and they didn't need to have these horseshoes. It's only nowadays where we live, where the Baal Taisis are living, the ground is hard, and without the horseshoes, it would damage the hooves of the horses, and therefore we do need horseshoes. But in those days, it was not necessary to have horseshoes, and therefore they don't talk about it. But today, where we need it, avada would be mutter, the same way you could be the mishkol tufrei, the same way you could remove the nails or the hooves. So when Taisus says that in those days they didn't need the horseshoes because the ground was soft, Taisus says pal dekazach. He says mishum shein barzel. So he starts off saying shemut lesakin barzel. This is the top Taisus on the Amud Yeram Beis doing maskol and mishkol. He says, you're allowed to fix the horseshoes, the karka kasha miskalko, because the ground is hard and it gets ruined. Since in those days there were no, they didn't need the horseshoes out of metal. All you need to do is fix the hooves. Because the land in those days was very soft and moist. Just like in Russia, therefore it was aser. Today, where it's hard, the karka is hard, it's mutter. So Paltik Azach, Taisus says that in those days, the land was soft, and it was not necessary to have horseshoes, just like it is today, Borussia, like it is in Russia. So Taisus actually references Russia, refers to Russia, he calls it Russia. That was the place where the land apparently was soft, and there was no need for horseshoes. And therefore he says, but in our days where we, the land is the karka is harder, then it would be mutter to be misakin the horseshoes. And this is clearly what Iblazer Silver meant. He's being meramez to Taisus Ma'ikan and Daf Yud, that references the word Russia to Ibn Ramaz, that he was in Russia and he needed to get out. And this you see a little bit about the Ga'inus and the Bekiyus of a blaze of silver, that whatever he needed to be Ramaz to, he could find somewhere in Shas that is a Ramaz to it. And this is a little bit about the fascinating letter of a blaze of silver, how he described his whole matzav based on different Gemaras and Marmakaimus. And if anyone wants to see more about it, you could see the whole letter. Again, it's printed in the beginning of the Sefer Tzamach Erez.